Well, greetings and welcome. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, where we take another look at life through our own lived experiences. You provide the wisdom, the insights, and you inspire us all every day on whatever topic we put out there. You, the Take Two family, always take it and make a great broadcast conversation with it. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Georgiani, and glad to have you with us. The show team, as always, Matt Gubensky is on the phones. Charles Beery is our producer. And today on social media, Debbie, is Ace McKay.
Oh, we love that. So the show team is in place. And the question we're asking today of the Take Two family, and you are part of the Take Two family if you're listening. So you got to weigh in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Here is the question. Have you ever been bored with life? Have you ever been bored with life? You find that there's just, you know, kind of this boredom that sets in, and it's like, you know, Groundhog Day. It's the same thing over and over again, and life just seems like it's not really anything exciting, or you don't really know if you have a purpose or mission. Have you ever been bored with life? Because let me just share something very quickly from a life coaching perspective. When boredom sets in, usually it is filled with something that is not good, usually not good and not of God, okay? Because boredom tends to lead to things that we are drawn to as our passions. So we're not really thinking about things. It's kind of like a mindless thing to try and fill the boredom. And usually it's not good. That's why you always tell kids, Jerry, you know, you don't want to get bored, you know, put them to work, like give them something to do. Don't let them get bored, because that's when trouble happens. Okay. So, but have you ever been bored with life? We'd like to hear your takes on this. The number to dial is 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I just have to say this. I can't wait till the end of the show. Today is the feast day of St. Anthony of Padua, and everybody loves him. Everybody claims him as their own. He has helped us find so many things, but he's more than that. He was a great preacher, and so many great miracles were around St. Anthony of Padua. And I just want to say, what a great day. In fact, my husband took Anthony as his confirmation name. I forced him to take it. He actually wanted to take Francis. But I love St. Anthony. And it's a great day. So please look into his full life, not just what he can do to help you find things. Normally, we do a whole show on St. Anthony of Padua, but we dedicated the whole show to him today. So it's a beautiful thing.
833-288-EWTN. That is your number to call. You probably have it written down somewhere. Chances are you have it memorized if you're a regular listener to the show. All numerically, it's 833-288-3986. Have you ever been bored with life, and how did you kind of snap yourself out of that, or did something happen to sort of excite you again, get you energized again, get you back running at full pace in life? 833-288-3986. For me, Debbie, I'll just share. I think it was probably my senior year in high school. I got a little bit bored because I was so far ahead in credits that I just had to do half a day of school in the last quarter of my senior year. And I was so happy to leave school early, but I didn't have anything really to do, you know? I was just kind of bored, kind of wandering around, wondering what I should do. And I don't know what I did. I think I got into one of those summer reading book clubs or something, and that helped to dispel that boredom that I had. But folks, this happens to us a lot of times during life, and as Debbie mentioned, it can be, you know, it can kind of turn into something unhealthy for us if we look to things that aren't going to get us in a good direction. So, have you ever been bored with life, or do you know someone who is or has been at one point? 833-288-3986.
That is so funny you shared that about your senior year in high school, because that same thing happened to me in senior year of high school as well, my senior year. I woke up in the summer of my junior year, at the end of my junior year, beginning of senior year, and I told my parents I'm graduating early. Even though I loved my friends, I loved my high school, I loved where I lived, I loved my car, I loved my job, I said, I'm done. I'm bored. Because I was ahead too. I was in AP classes and all sorts of things. And I went to my principal and I said, I'm graduating early. He says, oh, I don't know if we can do that. I said, yeah, we're going to do it. And he did. I graduated early, half a year early. I do regret it though. I never walked with my class because I moved to Arizona the next month. So Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know what came over me. I don't know where that came from because I loved all my friends. I loved my town and everything. It was just odd, but I felt that sense of boredom. Have you ever felt that, folks, that you had that real deep sense of like, I'm really bored with the way every day is going and I need a change? Well, we're going to share some things that are fascinating. I bet you never knew this about music and dance. Wait till we share some things about that to help with getting through those boring cycles. So here is the question. Have you ever been bored with life? Could you please call in and share your experience of this, of when it happened, the tools, tips, tricks of the trade that you got through to get past that? We'd love to know. 833-288-3986.
Well, Take Two family, you know how your show works. You are the stars. You're not guests on the program. You're part of the family, and you're the ones who drive this program. It's a little bit of a unique show. There are a lot of great shows that have people on to answer your questions or, you know, give you information or talks about certain theological or spiritual topics. Here on Take Two, we take a look at life, every particular angle of it. At least we try and do so. And each and every day, you don't fail us. You come through with full phone lines throughout the entire broadcast. So we're talking today about boredom in life. Is that something you've experienced? Maybe you're in that place right now. And you just want to call up and say, you know, you can share a little bit of why you feel like life, you're bored with life or what has happened, some circumstances or whatever. And maybe we can, in chatting about it for a minute or two, maybe get you some good ideas. And as we always say, what you share on this show, maybe you've been through boredom and it was rough and tough, but you came out of it and now you just have that zest for life again. Well, what worked for you? Whatever worked for you could work for somebody else who's listening right now. 833-288-3986.
That's a good point. You know, we sometimes get through things and it worked for us and we think it's very unique, and it is, because we are unique. We are created, you know, very uniquely in the image and likeness of God, and that is true. But things work across the board. That's why there's known practices that work for everybody. And so if you can share some of those things, I'm going to share one on music, and there's also dance we could get into too, but it's really very powerful. So we need your help. There go the phone lines. That's the way to do it. Matt Kubinski is busy now. 833-288-3986.
You can also email us, which Timoteo did. We'll get to your email, Tim, shortly here. Take2@EWTN.com. We're waving at those of you watching the video stream on Facebook or YouTube. EWTN's channel's there. You can post on the show website, take2show.com. And always, you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Just wait for a response and text us your first name and your brief comment. Message and data rates may apply. A lot of ways to get a hold of us and be on today's program.
Have you ever been bored with life? Have you ever had that sense of boredom during the day? You just don't know what to do with yourself. You're not sure how to fill that time. It seems like it's just dragging on. You're staring at the clock every 15 minutes going, oh, this day is never going to end. And then we got another day tomorrow. Has that ever happened to you? Boredom can be a part of life. You don't have to be active all the time. But when boredom sets in and you try to fill it, Jerry, with something else, sometimes it's not very positive. And so that's not a good thing. We do have a couple open phone lines. So if you'd like to weigh in on this topic, now is the time to do it. Charles Beery's at the controls, hopefully making us sound clear. So that's great. Matt Kubinski's at the phones. Ace McKay's on social media. Jerry, please wave. The chats are going. Social media is going strong. And by the way, you guys did great yesterday and yesterday's show on infertility. The chats were really going. So thank you for that. But before we get to the phones, Jerry, and the number to dial if you want to weigh in on this last two open phone lines, 833-288-3986. Think boredom. Well, don't think boredom. Think about boredom and then call in. Okay, before we get to the phones, Jerry, St. Anthony Brownwood Bead Rosary. EWTN Religious Catalog has many lovely rosaries to aid our prayers. Here is one that is an exclusive EWTN design. This handsome rosary, consisting of large oval Italian brown wood beads, a pewter crucifix, and a full-color picture medal of St. Anthony in the center. It's made in the USA by skilled New England artisans. It's packaged in a deluxe burgundy velour gift box. So what a great gift that would make. And it's available now, EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping on online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. So use code FREE at checkout.
All right. Talking about boredom today. What's your angle on this? 833-288-3986. First up is Ann, because Ann called first from Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hello, Ann. Welcome. Ann, I think you're listening to your radio. Can you hear us, Ann? Tell you what, let's go back to Ann in a moment. I can hear her radio on in the background there, so if we can put her on hold, Matt can check in with Ann as we check in with Lee in Oatesville, Ontario, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lee.
Hello there.
Welcome. Are you there?
So I was talking when the other show was on Saturdays at 11 with Adam Bly. Uh-huh. And I'm the one that called in about going to the wedding. But you suggested that I go if it was a Protestant wedding. But it's because it's on a golf course and it's on a Sunday, you would shy away from that. My sister and brother didn't go to their other kids' weddings a year ago. It was okay. I think I can get away without, and I don't want to say anything to them because then they might take us the wrong way. But I can, just wondering what was the reason you wouldn't go if it was on the golf course.
Okay, so Lee, when you first came on, I could not hear you that well for some reason. Can you just rewind just a bit? You said that you did, so you called in on the spirit world, and we were sharing about where the wedding would take place, and whether it was a church or a golf course. Is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, and what did we, can you just share a little bit of the details of it, of what's the circumstances around it? Are they Catholic, not Catholic? Just help me out one more time, because we get a lot of calls.
Okay, so they are Catholic. Their parents are Catholic, hardly practicing it, so the kids don't have any formation, really. But the one daughter did get married in a Catholic church last year, and I attended. But my sister and brother didn't go, and they were very upset. But it's passed, and they're okay. So now their son is getting married this year, mm-hmm. but it is on a golf course, mm-hmm. and it's on a Sunday, and that bothers me. I know they'll be disappointed if I don't go, but I can get out of this, and I don't want to say why, but I can say I have a serious engagement somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It just bothers me. It's on the golf course, and you had said that if it was a Protestant wedding that they were attending, if mm-hmm. it was some kind of baptism that you would go, but you would probably shy away from it since it's a golf course.
Yeah. Okay, now I got it. Okay, and I'm not sure how Adam Bly answered. I will tell you that working with Adam Bly, he's very big on keeping families together and the relationships together, because what he works in the exorcism world, he sees that the demons love to, they're opportunists. They love to break apart families and relationships. So he's very much in favor of trying to keep those family relationships up without compromising, without giving in to things that are not of God and not of our faith. So keep that in mind. I'm not big on destination weddings at all. I know that's a big thing, and you could consider a wedding on a golf course like a destination wedding, right? Because it's outside of a church. It's outside of something that is planned that is centered around God. Now, I don't know if they have any type of Protestant minister or something officiating at the marriage. But if it were me, it depends. You have to look at the situation. One of the other things that has come up is, you get a lot of people on Catholic radio. Some will say it is improper to attend the wedding. Some will say you have to look at the circumstances, if it's going to affect the family relationships. If there's something truly against God, then absolutely we have to stand firm on our Catholic faith. Absolutely. But there's also a lot of people that I respect in the Catholic world, very, very solid. respected Catholic scholars and theologians that have said, you know, you can attend these events and not be part of the event. So it's a way of showing support for the family, but not condoning anything that's happening in certain situations. So I don't know if that helps as kind of a background. Me personally, I don't, Marty and I, we do not attend destination weddings, whether they're overseas, international, you know, another state or at a golf course or at a country club or something of that nature. We don't, as a spectator, we will not participate. We did in the past before we became very aware that by doing that, it shows a sense that you are, condoning this. And it's not that it's not necessarily bad for them if they're not practicing. What's bad about it is it doesn't exactly make a statement. Okay, so it's kind of this odd kind of vanilla area where everybody goes, well, just go through the wedding and we'll worry about it later. I think it's also important to state the reasons why so that you can keep those lines of communication in hopes that that couple will eventually come into the church. So there's reasons. That's why some theologians have said there's reasons why to attend some of these things so you can keep the lines of communication open. So you see where I'm going, Lee? It's a very complicated, you can't just say yes or no. I know that some people on Catholic Radio are saying, no, you definitely can't. And some are saying you should. It's not that easy. You have to look at all the circumstances. Jerry, quick comments before we go back to Lee. What do you think?
I can't really add anything to what you said. I thought that was very pastorally written and very beautifully beautifully worded. Yeah.
Okay, we get a lot of these questions. That's why. So, Lee, what do you think? Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
You know, just to say that Adam Bly agreed with you, he probably wouldn't go. I mean, I can get away with not going. We'd be okay. But I'd rather not tell them why. I'll be okay because my sister and my brother didn't go to their daughter's married wedding, who was married in a church a year before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But do you think it's going to break the relationship, or is it going to be okay?
Sorry?
Do you think it's going to break the family relationship, or do you think it'll be okay if you don't attend?
It will be okay.
Then you have to do what your conscience tells you. That's what I always lean back to. Catholics need to do, when you have a gut feeling as a Catholic, you pretty much it's spot on. What happens sometimes as Catholics is we compromise. Okay, we lower the bar a bit, and we shouldn't do that. So if you as a Catholic and you're feeling in good conscience that it's not going to break the relationship, you can still keep those lines of communication open, but that you would be more comfortable not attending and you have nothing against your family members, then I would say I would pray about it, also talk to your priest, but I would think that's the right decision. What do you say, Lee? Final comments.
You know what? You said it perfectly.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Yeah.
Thank you. I love that word, perfect. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Lee, for the call. We'll be praying for that situation for you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you joining us. 833-288-3986. Have you ever been bored with life? Do you know someone who is or was? Or how did it kind of work out for you? How did you get back to having that zest for life? 833-288-3986. Vicki, hang on in Louisville because Ann is back with us in Detroit. She'll go right before you, Vicki. Ann is listening on Ave Maria Radio today. Hello, Ann. Thanks for being with us. Okay, Ann, we tried you.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are. Okay. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi. I'm calling to say, one, I'm a former teacher, so I don't believe in boredom. However, I want to mention daily mass gets you on the right foot if you're not stuck home for some reason caring for someone, or even with a job, you can sometimes find a morning early mass. You learn that you want to do things for the Lord, and you do everything in your best way. It's really not boring, as silly as it sounds. Even Mother Teresa said once she went touring a big hospital that was built mm-hmm. in India or somewhere for her, like in her name, was not impressed. She walked in the bathroom and said, some little nun loves God very much because the toilets are sparkling. Hmm. So when you put your heart into things, I don't think you get bored the same. Hmm. There's so much out there you can do, helping others, spiritual reading, it's kind of the onus is on yourself not to be bored.
Wow. You know, Ann, you have touched on something that is absolutely vital to this conversation, I believe, and that is we can, I'm not going to say that we're not going to ever experience a little bit of boredom, but what you're talking about is, you know, doing everything that we do as the best we possibly can, right, putting our hearts into it and doing it for love of God. Like you said, with those Mother Teresa saw those toilets sparkling clean, said, you know, some little nun, you know, loves God. That's a perfect sign of that right there. And I think sometimes we can get bored because we look at what other people are doing and we say, why can't I be doing that? Or I'd rather be doing this. And pretty soon we've got ourselves into a situation of boredom. But, you know, you also mentioned daily mass and how important is that? First of all, you have it to look forward to every day, whatever time you go. Mm-hmm. You have the fellowship with the others who attend. It bolsters your prayer life. And last but not least, should be first, mm-hmm, we receive the Eucharist,
yeah,
you know, which strengthens us and gives us, mm-hmm, hope and strength and courage and really purpose for life, I think, mm-hmm, Debbie. So, mm-hmm, don't.
So, Anne, you'd be really happy about this. If I cannot physically make it to Mass, Anne, the first thing I do is early in the morning, I turn on EWTN television. It's in my family room, which is where the kitchen is. And so I can make coffee real quickly and watch Mass. I love the EWTN Mass. I agree with you. If I cannot receive communion, Jesus, then I receive him in the spiritual communion. You are spot on. It starts the day. I've said this a million times in life coaching, Jerry and Ann, that when you start the day with God, you have a much better, solid day with a better attitude, a better outlook, a better perspective, and a better drive to keep going because you start with God. And if you end with God at the end of the day with a gratitude towards God, you then achieve an appreciation for the next day. So it pushes you, it moves you to the next day because that gratitude is a way that leaves you in a positive place to go to sleep so that you can wake up the next morning and start again with God. So Anne, I think you're spot on. I love that you're a teacher and I agree with you. That's what I love about teachers. I used to love how they would fill all the boredom spots in school with work, and it's just brilliant. It was so creative how teachers could do that. So thank you, Anne, for your contribution today. What do you say?
I think God bless you, and I think we covered a lot of information that hopefully will help somebody out there. So if people are feeling bored, go help somebody. That's what my grandma said.
Yeah, get out of yourself. Absolutely. Boredom is an interior thing. It's an interior feeling. So true, Anne. Get out of yourself and help somebody else. Call somebody. See if you can be of service to others. That's brilliant. Boy, mm-hmm, Anne should have been leading the whole show today.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne. God bless you. Have a great day. A great call, because when you're helping others, even when you're doing seemingly mundane things for God and for love of God and doing it with excellence, that is getting outside of ourselves because we're doing it for somebody else.
That's right.
I think part of the problem is we just think, well, you know, this is my job is really only about me and what I can get out of it and my paycheck and how, you know, much I can contribute and stuff. But mm-hmm, if we look at it like we're doing it for others, especially for God, then I think that would help to eliminate a lot of boredom and other maladies that we suffer in life.
Right, right. Well said. Please call in. We do have some open phone lines on this wonderful show about being bored with life at times. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We really love to hear from you so we can learn and grow together. It would help if I could talk on this Thursday. By the way, can I tell you, I love the Luminous Mysteries. Can I just tell you that?
I think
John Paul II making that contribution of the Mysteries of Light, they are just powerful ministry, messages for us to meditate on of Jesus's work, and then it ends with the Eucharist. I just love that. Don't you just love the Luminous Mysteries?
Oh, definitely. My love for the Eucharist, really, I agree with you. The fifth Luminous Mystery is very special. Mm-hmm. Going to be more special, too, in a few years, God willing. 833-288-3986. Vicki, hold on. We want to give you all the time you need, so we wanted to wait until after this very short break. So Vicki in Louisville, and Matt has other phone lines. He's screening on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. Have you ever been bored with life? Let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. We are glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's your show. You can help make it a great one today by calling 833-288-3986. Kind of a broad topic today, talking about boredom, if you've ever experienced it. Maybe you were in kind of a bored place in life right now, not really sure which direction to go, what to do. We're not experts on any of that, but we certainly have a lot of life coaching experience and have talked to people in these circumstances. So we could maybe talk that through for a few minutes and you could get into a better place. 833-288-3986 is the number to call.
Okay, we were just going to go to Vicki in Louisville. If you can call back, Vicki, please. We were just going to come to you and bring you on air because I'm sure you had something very important to say. So please, if you can call back, Vicki, a phone line will be waiting for you. This was brought up by Matt Gabinski, and actually it is very powerful. Real quickly, Jerry, if we've ever heard in life coaching that, you know, kids are given phones so that it stops from them being, you know, bored in any way. So you'll see it sometimes with kids in strollers. You know, the kids will start to get antsy or agitated and a parent will hand them their phone and the kid will start playing away and stuff like that. It is true, you know, because you have all this entertainment at your fingertips, it doesn't really allow creativity and imagination. There's an art to daydreaming. I remember when we were as kids and the nuns would say, you know, quit daydreaming all the time. Quit daydreaming. You're not going to pass your classes by daydreaming. But I don't mean to be disrespectful to the beautiful Dominican sisters that I was trained by. However, there is an art to daydreaming. It does expand the mind in a way of the very creative side, and the imagination is amazing. And also, in our imagination, we can also grasp the magnificence of God in a little bit better way, because we are taking God outside of that box in our mind, and we are saying how big and how amazing he is. So really, you do want to give those quiet times for the mind in a positive way to just explore.
Yeah. Actually, a very dear priest friend of mine, he goes by a pseudonym of Elijah John. His pen name is Elijah John. He wrote a book called Imagination Gone Wild. And he talks about one of the biggest temptations in the world these days is to be connected to smartphones. And he says the problems we face have never been seen before in the history of man. And he says the fruit of a constant diet of images are beginning to be made manifest. People are just getting really all of their who they are from that little gadget, a little device in their hands
right
there.
Yeah, it's become like a virtual reality type thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, letting kids have that quiet time, but doing something constructive during that quiet time, like imagining things. You know, I think it's being lost largely. But yeah, the book is called Imagination Gone Wild by Elijah John. You can find it on Amazon, among other places.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened when Vicki was on. She was ready to come on air. So was Kayla. And then you guys dropped off. So I don't know if there was a phone issue or you just couldn't stay on. But please call back. We read the comments and we get super excited about bringing you on air. But we have to pace the show. So I know it takes a couple minutes. And if you could just call back, we would happily push you to the front of the line at 833-288-3986. We do have other calls coming in, so that's great. There's room for you at 833-288-3986, talking about if you've ever been bored with life. Jerry, I shared that I was going to talk about music and dance. Mm-hmm. Wanted to share, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it's pretty exciting. So if you're ever bored during the course of your day, you just feel like, oh, this is so boring. Okay, try putting on a Christian song and singing with it. A hymn, a song, you know, maybe Matt Maher. I love Matt Maher. Okay, and put on the song and sing out loud in your car or at home. You'll see what I'm going to be talking about. You'll call in someday and you'll say, hey, it worked. Because it goes along with the lines of this idea of imagining and just letting just yourself breathe and relax. And when you sing, it tends to elevate the spirit. It tends to elevate the mind, the mood, the attitude. Singing is happy. Okay, even sad songs can make you feel good. Believe it or not, they say that when people are depressed, they listen to sad songs. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel better. It's the oddest thing. Okay, so what you want to do is try singing. Dancing does the same thing. And what I'm talking about that is, you know, maybe you and your spouse could do a 2-minute, you know, beautiful waltz or some dance, or make up a slow dance to, I don't know, Frank Sinatra or something. At 2 minutes will change the mood. It's amazing what it does. Isn't that cool?
That is,
and it
cool.
And it takes it from boredom to back to creativity again.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. A line is open for you talking about boredom today. 833-288-3986. We will go back to the phones to Molly, who is in Michigan, listening on Good Shepherd Radio. Hi, Molly.
Oh, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's happening?
Am I live, or am
you are
I just
live on the air?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to just give a shout out to anyone who's going through the same thing that I am. I just happened to turn on the radio. I was pulling in my driveway, and I'm dealing with the same sort of thing about being bored with life. And I'm finally doing the things that I've always wanted to do, and it's successful. And I guess I can say my dreams in some way, whatever that means, are kind of coming into fruition, but I'm bored. I'm finding that I'm doing all these lovely things, and it's God is with me and he's blessing me, but I'm just finding it just to be not as exciting as it once was.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask myself why, and I've come to this conclusion. My dad would always tell me that boredom is a luxury. Because
mm-hmm.
if you have time to be bored, then, well, you should be grateful. However, what do you do whenever you are doing the things that you love and you are getting all the things that you've hoped for, in essence, in some ways, and you're just still feeling like, eh. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure why, but this is what I can believe in, is I do know life is difficult, and that is one of the greatest truths that we sometimes don't like to accept. And pain and boredom and just being unsatisfied and unfulfilled comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I just, even if I'm feeling bored doing what I love, I do it anyway. And I found that if you surround yourself with people who are excited about life and excited about what you're doing, even if you're used to it, it sparks something in you. And it's okay to feel bored, because it'll pass. At least I'm hoping so. Because
right.
What I do is I just do it anyway.
Right. Molly, may I ask you a couple questions, just because I don't, Jerry and I believe there's no accident to any call that comes in and any call that calls back or any call that gets on air. We totally believe that it is by the Holy Spirit to help many souls who listen to Take Two on a regular basis. So your call is just perfect to talk about for a few minutes. If you have a couple more minutes, may I ask you a couple questions?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay. What age range are you in? You don't have to give me your exact age if you don't want to.
I'm 32.
Okay, 32. And where would you say you're at with you said God is blessing you. Where are you at with your faith life?
My faith life?
Mm-hmm.
It's a work in progress. I'm mm-hmm. trying to become closer to the Lord every day. I try to talk to him every day. I would not call myself a religious person. Mm-hmm. I believe in many different things, but I believe that God put me here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, faith-wise, I'm working on it every day to
okay.
try to get closer to God.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's perfect. Your answer in the sense of how you explained it. Okay, so are you Catholic? Or would you identify as a Christian? How do you identify?
I'm not Catholic. No,
okay.
I'm just a Christian.
Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Again, you're amazing. You are just like the perfect person to call in because I think you're going to help thousands of souls today, Molly. So here we go. If you're open to it, and Jerry and I will go back and forth just with a couple things we want to share with you. If you're doing what you love, if you feel that God has given you a purpose and a mission in life, which he has to all of us, okay? That's why we have a guardian angel beside us to guard us and guide us in all our ways. There's a reason we are here. There's a reason we exist, and there's a purpose and and there should be a passion that is attached to it to fulfill that mission. So if you believe all that, that is fabulous. If God has blessed you and the things that you want to do in life are coming to fruition, like you said, that is wonderful. And so those blessings are there. Typically, when somebody has that all in place, but they still feel kind of a sense of like they're not fulfilled completely, they're not okay, there's a need to attach more to God. And the way to do that is personally with your own prayer life. So here's what I would suggest. Now, these are suggestions, so you do what you want with them, but just pray about it and see if it works out in your life. Get a regular prayer routine to get closer to God, because when connecting to God, you're going to gain that clarity and that sense that God is there. And He fills you. God fills you. Okay. And it's a beautiful thing. So if you can up your prayer routine to be more disciplined, that truly helps. Now, if you pray about that and you add that and in your daily prayers, maybe ask God to put in front of you a opportunity for you to minister to others, for you to do something above and beyond what you normally do on your work commitments and your daily routine, to be of service in the vineyard, building up the kingdom of God. And why do I say that, Molly? Because typically the people that have a job and they're paying the bills and they're doing something, even if they're not fully completely in love with it and they're doing something well, and they still feel a little bit of boredom or they're not fulfilled, it's because God is asking them to do more. You have the capacity to do more for God. So keep that in mind. Yeah, you have the capacity to do more for God. If you do that, Molly, I am living proof of it. I will guarantee you will be fulfilled. You're never, there's no sense of boredom. It's all adventure and excitement. So I just wanted to share that from my personal experience. I was given that information many years ago by a wonderful priest who's now deceased. He's gone on to meet the Lord, but he told me that and he was spot on. What do you say, Jerry, before Molly responds?
I just want to zero in on, you know, talking about bringing God more deeply into her life, into your life, Molly, and developing that prayer life. So if you already love what you do, I can't help but think, you know, if you have that solid relationship with God and are deepening it on a daily basis, it's going to supercharge your that fulfillment. Debbie used the word fulfilled a couple times. I think you're going to feel more fulfilled. Mm-hmm. You're going to be just really excited about life, what you do for a living, but also everything outside of that, everything apart from that. So I just joined Debbie in encouraging you, Molly, in whatever ways you feel the Holy Spirit leads you. You know, just spend 15 minutes a day thanking God, praying to God, meditating, or maybe make sure you're going to church, read your Bible a little bit more, ask the Holy Spirit, give the Holy Spirit permission to do whatever he wants in your life, and you will see a lot of beautiful things happen. But we've been talking for quite a while, Molly. What do you think?
Oh, yes. I'm not surprised, though. That's me. Everything you guys have said, I absolutely agree with, and I very much appreciate it. I just want to say one more thing. You know, God is with all of us who welcome him, and I'm going to do what you said, but I want people out there to know that it's okay to feel unfulfilled sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you just feel unfulfilled, don't be sad about it. Just embrace it and keep moving forward, because once you just push yourself and you just pray along the way and you just do it, you'll mm-hmm. forget the fact that you were even unfulfilled, because it'll just happen.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that people run away from pain a lot. And sometimes we need to embrace our pain and just know that it's a part of life, because life's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, and you make a good point, Molly, because the world is telling us, hurry up, get the next edition of the iPhone. Hurry up. You're going to be left behind. You know, so we have this agitated sense of if we slow down or we just even take a power nap, we're going to be left behind. Right.
Well, yes, we put too much pressure on ourselves sometimes. I guess that's what you're maybe saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's okay to feel uncomfortable, unfulfilled. It's okay to feel bored. There's a reason you're feeling that, and you just have to persevere and push through, and then things will come together. But bless you guys, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely,
Molly. I feel better already.
Oh, good, good. Well, call us again, because you made our day, too.
Oh, lovely. Okay, I'm going to get to work. How's that sound? And say a prayer.
Go back to doing what you love, Molly.
Yeah, God thanks, bless. Molly. That was a sweet call. She's
it
so
was.
Sweet.
And toward the end of her, what she was saying, what came to my mind was kind of a sports or an athlete analogy. You think of an athlete. Athletes reach a certain place in their sport, a certain place of skill or whatever, but they don't stay there. They stay at that place just long enough to, you know, they're fulfilled at that moment. Mm-hmm. But then once they get all of those things down, it's just naturally they're gonna think, I need to advance more now. I need to learn, you know, these different moves or whatever. So I think that it can be that way in life, don't you think? That we can, you know, if that fulfillment kind of slips away from us just a little bit, can that be an impetus for us to say, all right, I need to go deeper. I need to get better. I can do more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. We're always expanding. We're always growing. We're pilgrims on a journey. The last thing you want to do is get like just stuck in something or just be so good at something that it becomes like you go on autopilot or robotic. God wants us to engage in all of our senses. Remember, Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. What does that mean? Well, we are human beings with all of our senses. This is when we get to use, you know, our ability to see and hear and taste and touch and experience. And it's amazing. And so he wants us to engage. And that's why we always say this, Jerry, and maybe it's a good time for us to say it again, even with our wonderful faith, our Catholic, our rich Catholic faith, he never intended us for it to be a spectator sport, for us to sit on the sidelines and just observe. He intended for us to participate. He intended for us to cooperate and be part of it. And that's it's so incredible when you realize that, because I do think that a lot of people are just kind of on the sidelines watching and waiting. And I don't know what they're watching and waiting for, but it's exciting to get in the game. And again, back to your sports analogy. But I know you want to share with our listeners about a new product that's come out on EWTN Publishing. And then I really have to thank the fine folks from Legatus that I got to speak at last night.
Yeah, well, a lot of you know Father Charles Connor, and he has put out, as Debbie said, a new print book, a publication through EWTN Publishing. And it's called... Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary. It's the story of the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence. And it's a masterfully written book by Father Connor. He sets the stage for Carroll's extraordinary life by examining his ancestry, the origins of the United States, and the story of its founding. You will learn things like how, quote-unquote, Charlie played a crucial role in the events leading up to the American Revolution, the ways that Carroll lived his faith and his connection to the first bishop of the United States, and more. It's Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary, the story of the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence by Father Charles Connor. It's available now by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com.
If you have something to say about boredom in life, you can call in quickly. We can get another call in if you go fast, 833-288-3986. Call quickly if you want to get on air with us to close this wonderful broadcast of Take Two. If I may say this, Jerry, I just wanted to, before we get to social media and some emails coming in, like from Timoteo and others, I just wanted to say thank you to the Phoenix Legatus chapter. Last night I got to speak at their monthly event. I got to talk about Carlo Acutis. Yeah,
I knew you were going to say that.
And I was so excited, and just it was just a wonderful evening. I want to thank everyone that made it happen, and Marty and I were just so happy. I was with Wayne and Kay Candace, and you know them very well, mm-hmm. Jerry as well, and they said hello, and it's just it was a wonderful evening, and the others three priests I believe were there, fabulous, wow, I just love being with folks and meeting them and shaking hands and getting to meet new friends, old friends, everything, and talking about our faith. When you could spend 3 hours, mass, rosary, confession, and then a beautiful dinner, a talk, and talking about God, there's nothing better. I just love it. That is an event mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah, I've had the blessing of speaking a couple of times to Legatus chapters. Wonderful folks, absolutely wonderful, doing many great things for the church. So, mm-hmm. yeah, appreciate
yeah,
that.
You know, it's just wonderful. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, if I can get to Timoteo's email.
Yes,
is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah, Timoteo says, good afternoon, Take Two family. Here is my take on today's topic. I cannot recall ever being bored with life. I have had uncertainty about God's plan for my life, but now I have asked to be guided by the Holy Spirit and my guardian angel concerning this. And he says the prayer at the end of one of the meditations from the Year With books I also use now. It's, I am willing to do your will, God, but what is your will? Mm-hmm. Thank you, and God bless the Take Two Show team. Thanks, Tim, for that wonderful email contribution.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's getting so, so close with the holy angels, and he is really, you know, being consecrated to the angels, going deep with the angels. I just love watching him grow in that area. Dorothy from Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. By the way, you can like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie. Look for us. Charles Beery posts things all the time. He does such a great job. Dorothy says, bored every day. I thought retirement would be wonderful, but I live alone and family is busy and have their own agenda. Three of my complex friends have moved away. Days are long and lonely. Dorothy, mm-hmm. same thing. Dive into scripture. Dive into, like you're doing, it sounds like because you're listening to Take Two and EWTN, but please, when we go deep with God, be like on a research mission, okay? Research God. Go into the lives of the saints. You know, go into church history. It's fascinating. You put all the puzzle pieces together. It gets your mind outside of the day-to-day things, and you go into this mode that is just so incredible. It's actually very mystical, I believe, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jennifer is watching on Facebook. Hi there, Jennifer. Waiting on a doctor's office for a long time, so I bring either a Kindle and read Catholic books or even sometimes Catholic podcasts.
There you go.
That's
what
great
I was talking
way to
about.
Alleviate any boredom in a waiting room there. Mary Beth also watching on Facebook. Hi, Jerry and Debbie. I've never been bored, but I have been restless. I hate waste. Never want to miss doing what might make the Trinity smile. Isn't that beautiful from Mary Beth?
Yeah. Wow. It's like Carlo Acutis. He used to always say that. He didn't want to waste a minute. Never wanted to waste any time in the world. I think he did like only an hour or two of video games. He loved video games and he was really good at it, but he disciplined himself to only have a little bit of time. Every moment he spent was focusing on God. And Jerry, 2 days. You want to share?
2 days from now is 9 years of Take Two with
Yay!
Debbie and Jerry and Debbie. I was going to say Debbie and Jerry. Why not? For the anniversary, we'll flip-flop the names. It's Take Two with Debbie and Jerry. 9 years coming up on – Saturday is the actual anniversary day, but we got a wonderful email from our friend Tony in Texas. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
For the sweet comments on the show. She's been a member of the Take Two family probably since, June 15th mm-hmm. of – 2015 is when we launched the show.
Okay, just to be a little fun about this. So in a couple of years, God willing, if you're ordained to the priesthood, do we change the name to Take Two with Father Jerry and Debbie or Take Two with Father and Debbie?
I don't know. That's
or Debbie and Father.
Well, pray me there first, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, how about this? When we say Padre, how about Padre and Debbie?
Yeah, right.
It'll be fun. You guys can rename the show. There you go. I love it. This is wonderful. Can we squeeze in Mary real quick?
Real quick. We have 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, it's Lucy Mary. Lucy Mary in Ohio on the Rock. Real quick, we only got a minute.
Okay, I want to say, how do I keep from being bored? I almost was going to look at something that really is not of God. And I was saying, I'm not going to do that. And I turned on the radio station, and I heard about how they said not to keep bored. And I thank you, Lord, for helping me against any sin that I was going to do. In Jesus' name.
Wow.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Wow. So she was feeling the sense of boredom, and rather than turning to something of the world, here she heard on the Rock, take two. We talked about boredom. Oh, Lucy Mary, this show was for you. Okay, that's how God is reaching each and every one of us. Oh, I love how God uses the radio. It's God's Amen. Megaphone.
Thank you, Lucy Mary. Glad we got you on. That is a beautiful tribute to the power of the Holy Spirit and the providence of what comes through the EWTN radio airwaves 24 hours a day, folks. You can always tune in, and the Lord has something to say to you whenever you happen to listen or view EWTN TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you to the show team. Matt, Charles, Ace did a great job. Thank you to the Take-Two family. You're amazing. The affiliates that carry Take-Two, thank you so very much. We so appreciate it. And Jerry, it is the feast of St. Anthony of Padua, and we all love him.
We certainly do. He's found a lot of things that I've lost over the years, some very important things. So, yeah, thank you, St. Anthony of Padua. Pray for all of us, along with the other members of the Powerhouse team for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We will talk to you again tomorrow.